or chalitza too. It wouldn't be considered Yesh HaSachiv Shalah Hayav Olamo. According to Rav Oshia, it's Choluk Af Bereisha. Asks the Gemara, so, Ela Yesh HaSachiv Shalah Hayav Olamo Rabbi Shimon Eich Mishkachas La. Where do you get the Besul of Yesh HaSachiv Shalah Hayav Olamo by Yibum, which was mentioned in our first Mishnah in our Masechta? Where do you get that Besul? What's the case that she wouldn't be able to fall to Yibum? So we say, B'chod Achu Mis. In the case would be where there's one brother, and there's just an existing brother who dies. His wife, it doesn't necessarily fall to Yibum even. I guess she would be just, she would be an almana. Then a second brother is born. That would be Eishas Achim Shalahayab Olamo. That's already Aser. Because all he has to this woman is the one dead brother. Inami Betray, or where he has two brothers alive. And with the second brother, after the death of the first, before the, or in general, does not do Yibum v'lamis, and he doesn't die. That's the case, basically. Either way, it's where the woman never falls into a second brother. She always remains the Eishas Achiv Shalahayav Olamo, the wife of the first brother, who wasn't alive during the third brother's lifetime. That would be the case where she would remain Eishas Achiv Shalahayav Olamo. Okay. So it's either, the Gemara gives two examples, either there's no second brother, in which case, and then this third brother is born after the death of the first, sorry, this second brother would be born after the death of the first brother, can't do Yibum to the wife. Eishas Achiv Shalahayav Olamo, even by Rabbi Shimon. Or where there is a second brother alive at the time of the death of the first brother, and then the third brother is born, but the second brother never does Yibum to the woman. He never does Yibum to this woman. V'lamis, so they don't have this thing where he did Yibum and then he died. Don't have the whole story. So then she remains the omana of the first brother, who the third brother was not alive during his lifetime, and she would be usher to him as Eishas Achiv Shalahayav Olamo, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Fine, those are the cases. V'shlami Yabam v'yachach noilud, ki eshkecho be'etere eshkecho, says the Gemara, understand to tell me, Rav Oshia, that Rabbi Shimon holds that she's not usher to him because of Eishas Achiv Shalahayav Olamo, where the second brother did Yibum after the death of the first, and then the third brother was born, because when he is born, she comes to him beheter. As far as he knows, she's just the wife of the second brother, who is alive during his lifetime, and who he can be a Yibum for. But, Elanolad V'yachach Yibum, where the third brother is born, and then, i.e. again, after the death of the first brother, and then the second brother does Yibum, my taima, why should that be mutter? He comes in, and she's the omana of the first brother. So he should, regarding this woman, be viewed as the brother of her husband that wasn't alive in his lifetime. Eishas Achiv Shalahayav Olamo. She's Eishas Achiv Shalahayav Olamo. She should be usher to him. Why should she be mutter to him, according to Rabbi Shimon, as Rabbi Yoshio understands his shita? We say, Kesavar Yesh Zika, V'zika k'knusa damya. Rabbi Shimon holds Yesh Zika. We call a Yavama Zika. Because she comes down, when she falls to Yibum, she's usher to anybody else in the shuk. She's usher to marry into the market. She's only looking at the Yavam. He has to make a move, Chalitza or Yibum. So there's already a Zika, there's already a direction, a connection to this person. Normally you have to do Kedushin, to Asra woman, to everybody else. Here you already have somewhat of a Shaychis, a connection. So he holds that Yesh Zika, that connection is halachically recognized, and Vizika Kikinusadamya, and it's viewed as if she's his wife and he already married her, because she's usher to everybody else. So we treat her like she's already married to the second brother just by falling to Yibum to this brother. So therefore, the case is like this. The first brother dies, the second brother is alive at the time that she falls to Yibum. He didn't do Yibum yet. But the second she falls to Yibum, Yesh Zika to that second brother, Zika Kiknusadamya, and it's like she was Nesua. It's like she married him already. Then the third brother is born, so when he is born, it's already viewed like this woman is seen as the wife of the second brother who's still alive, not as the wife of the previous brother who passed away before this third brother's lifetime. And therefore, when he comes in, again, I can say, ki matza, i.e., we use an Aramaic word, ki eshkecha behetera eshkecha. When he comes and finds her, when he encounters her, she's already mother. She's already the wife of the living brother. even before Yibum, because Yesh Zika Mazika Kiknus Adamia. Yibum itself affects like he already did the Yibum. Okay. The Zika, the falling to Yibum, already is viewed like he took her in. Maskiflor of Yosef, Rav Yosef brings Akashia. Hush the Zika Umaimer, Mesafkala Rabbi Shimon, Ikiknus Adamia, Lov Kiknus Adamia. We see that Rabbi Shimon, and we'll bring where we see this from, Rabbi Shimon holds that Zika and Maimer, i.e. again, Zika's automatic, the second one falls to Yibum, but even where he did Maimer, Rabbi Shimon's Mesupik, is that viewed like she's his wife already or not? And again, Maimer means a Kedushin. You don't have to do it, but Maimer would be where a woman falls to Yibum, and then the brother says, Harayat Mekudeshesli, and he gives her a ring, right? He this Kedushin, he wants to do it, he wants to do the full thing, what's the full chuppah? So that's what is the extent of Maimer. Rabbi Shimon is Mesupik. He's Mesupik. Is Maimer like he already married her? Is she called his wife? Or is Maimer not? Is Maimer nothing? It didn't really get to that yet. He just did Maimer, he made her, she's already exclusive somewhat, and he's made her a little bit more exclusive to himself. But it's not Kiknus Adamia. It's not viewed like she's his wife. It's not a full out Arusa, etc. Let's see. So if he's Mesupik, even when he did Maimer, if she's considered to be Kikinusa, if she's considered to be a married woman or not, Zika Luchudami Boya, how can you think that, it's Pasha to him where just Zika alone would be considered Kikinusa? How can you say that by Zika alone, that she should be viewed as married? That's his question. Mahi.
Both Zika and
well, Zika's automatic.
Right.
Zika just means...
So where this is coming in,
yeah, I mean, he's just saying, it's really what it really is saying is, even where he did Mimer, he's Mesupik if she's Kikinusa, so Zika alone, which is automatic, of course she can't. I mean, Zika always is automatic, so. But we'll see, Mimer will play out when there's a number of different, when there's several brothers. Okay, let's continue. So we say, Maihi, what is this case of Rabbi Shimon that you're referring to? That Rabbi Shimon, we want to now show that maybe Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold Yesh Zika Kiknus Adamia. You know, Yesh Zika Vizika Kiknus Adamia. We don't want to say that Zika works like that. And if that's our Kasha. Even where Maimer, he's Mesupik if she's Kiknusa. So how can you say that Zika, she should be viewed as Kiknusa? She should be already viewed as a married woman just from falling to Yibum. Maihi, what is this suffix Rabbi Shimon that he's referring to? That Nan, that we learned in the Mishnah, Shloisha Ochen Nesuin Shlosh Noshim Nachrius. Three brothers marry three women who are unrelated to each other. And one of them dies. Sheni Mimer. The second brother does Mimer to his almana. She falls to Yibum to both brothers, and one of them does Mimer. The second one does Mimer. Umes, and then the second one dies. Hare Elu Chotzes Velomis Yabmes. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, he has to do Chalitza, the third brother, when the second brother's wife and the first brother's wife, who the second brother already did Mimer to, but did not actually do Yibum to fully. Second brother has died, they both fall to the third brother in Yibum, he has to do Chalitza, he cannot do Yibum, but he has to do Chalitza to both. Shenemar, Umeis Echer Mehem, and as the pasuk says, and one of the brothers die, Yevame Yavu Alea, the second brother will take her in as a wife. Referring to the parsha of Yibum. So it says, Umeis Echer Mehem, that Yevame Yavu Alea, when one of these brothers dies, there's these brothers, they're existing in the same time, they both have wives, or at least one of them has a wife. And when that brother dies, when one brother dies, Yavama, the second brother who is now a Yavam, Yavu Aleha, he will take her in. So the Gemara darshins, Misha Aleha Zika Sheba Mechod, Velo Shaleha Zika Shnei Yabamin. When it says, Umeis Echod Mehem, one of the brothers has died. So the Yavam is doing Yibum to be the Mali Makam, to fill in this place, of one of the brothers, but not of both of the brothers, two brothers. A woman who has a Zika of two Yavamin, she has Shaychus to two previous husbands. That's a way of saying it. That's the way Rashi explains it. She does not fall to Yibum. And over here, this woman who was the wife of the first one never really became the wife of the second. He just did Mimer to her. So she has a connection to the first husband. She's still considered the Yavama of the first husband. She's falling to Yibum from the first marriage, and now she's falling to Yibum from the second marriage as well, of the Mimer. Because Mimer didn't totally undo that first marriage. It wasn't a full Yibum. It was just like a somewhat of a connection to that second brother. So she's falling to him from both brothers. That's not in the pasuk of Umeis Echad Behem, where one brother dies and she falls to Yibum. Here two brothers have died, causing this woman to fall to Yibum. She's connected to both previous brothers. Such a woman there is no parsha for Yibum for. And the Tanakama holds that therefore she's considered to be Ashes Ach. The second woman would be, I think Pater Alts Tzaras Erva, Suffolk Tzaras Erva, Mikta Tzaras Erva from the Mimer. Okay, let's see. That's what I think is shot in that. Let's see. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, however, Miyabim le'ezer mehen shiyirtza. V'choletz l'shnia. Rabbi Shimon says, he can do yibum to either one. Rabbi Shimon does not hold of that drasha, that even if she falls from mikoyach, two previous husbands, it is possible to do yibum to her. That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. So he holds, do yibum to either one, v'choletz l'shnia. And you should do chalitza to the second. Yivumi tarvayu, why is that? Yivumi tarvayu lo. You can't do yibum to both. The dilma yesh zika, because maybe we say yesh zika. V'havishtei yivam esabos mibayas echot. And then if we say yesh zika, then just by her falling to yibum, she's already considered to be married to the second brother through zika, through the yibum connection to that second brother. And then both women would be viewed as falling from the second brother. And we know if one brother dies, he has two wives, you only do yibum or chalitza to one. And the other one just goes away with nothing. You only do to one yibum. You only do one to one woman, yibum or chalitza. So maybe yesh zika and this woman is the wife of the second, and therefore the second has two wives that fell to yibum, you do yibum or chalitza to one, and the other one would be pater. So you can't do yibum to both. Yivum echad of iftar edach, to say just do yibum to one, and why do chalitza to the other? Again, he said do yibum to one of them, and chalitza to the other. Why do you have to do chalitza? Right? Just do yibum to one, and the other one will just walk away. Yivum echad of iftar edach, let the other one go. Lo, you can't do that. The Dilma ain't Zika kiknusa. Because maybe Zika is not kiknusa damya. Maybe, I mean, here he already did mimer, but here maybe she's not considered to be kiknusa damya. Maybe she's not considered through mimer and Zika to be married to that second brother. She would be really considered to be the wife of the first brother. And then he has basically two women falling to him from two separate brothers. And therefore he would be able to do yibum to both if he wanted to. So, therefore, he would have to do at least chalitza to one. You hear what I'm saying? He's mesupik if yibum, in this case he did zika, so it's zika and mimer, if zika and mimer make her married to the second brother or not. If they do, so then both of these women, if the second brother dies, he already had a wife himself, both of them are from one house. You would only do yibum, or, you can only do yibum to one, you can't do yibum to both. Now, normally when two women fall from one house, you just do yibum to one, and the other one doesn't require chalitza. She just goes away, because you only have to address one of the women that fell, one of the yavamas. However, he's mesupik that maybe Zika and Mimer do not make her considered married to the second brother. She still is the almana. She still is the shemiras yavam who fell from the first marriage, and then he has basically two women falling to him from two separate brothers. So you have a separate chi of yibum for both women, for both brothers. So yibum for one is not going to pater the other. You have to do chalitza or yibum to both. We won't let you do yibum to both because maybe they're both from one house. He's mesupik. So what do? You do yibum to one, and the other one you do chalitza, and that's how you cover all your bases. That's what he says. So we see Amma Mesavkale, we see that Rabbi Shimon's mesupik, even where there's mimer, if that makes her considered married to the second husband or not. Does Zika and Mimer make her considered married to the Yobam, to that Yobam who did Mimer, or not? Fine. Therefore, how can you tell me that just by this woman's falling to Zika alone, falling to Yibum alone, we say, Yesh Zika v'Zika k'knusadamya, she's already considered married to the second brother, who was alive when she first fell to Yibum, and therefore, even if the third brother was born before the second brother did Yibum, it would already be viewed that she's married to the second brother already. She's no longer coming Mikoyach, the first marriage, because Yibum alone, Yesh Zika Kekenusa Damya, and by the third brother, Ki Eshkecha, when he finds her, Ve'atera Eshkecha. That was our argument, because it's all based on Yesh Zika, that she's already married to the second brother. How do you say that? We see his Mesupik, even with Mimer, that Mimer even might not be considered married. He's Mesupik. Now note, in the Mishnah, and this is really the discussion here, why you would have to do Chalitza to the second, by the first Tana, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, he's Mesupik, is it or not? In the Mishnah, Rashi explains it like this. Mimer is a Miksas Kinyan. And we'll see this at Rashi, when you test Amud Beis, Divir Maschul Ela Esa, at the bottom. But Mimer is a discussion. Is Mimer a Miksas Kinyan? We'll see a Machlokes. It's really a Machlokes Tanoim here. Is Mimer considered to be halfway? And therefore, in a sense, She is sort of, it's like she sort of is married to that Yavam. Maybe she's not married to the Yavam within Maimer. It's like a mixat, it's a halfway. So saying Erva falls to, just to explain this, saying Erva falls to Yibum, right? And Erva falls, and the brother does Maimer. It's his, it would be an Erva to him. The third brother, it would be like a Chosumina Aim, right? So it falls to the second brother, who it's, she's not an Erva to. The other brother does Maimer. So Maimer, Rashi explains in the Mishnah, is like a mixas marriage. So therefore, it won't exclude, when the second brother dies, that wouldn't totally pater that other wife of the second brother, because she's not really Tsara, they're not the same of the same household, really, but it's Mixas, it's somewhat, she is somewhat his wife. So therefore, you have to do Chalitza to that second brother's previous wife. That's the idea that Maimer is a Mixas, as we saw in the Mishnah, Maimer is a Mixas marriage. Rabbi Shimon does not hold that. Rabbi Shimon argues on this opinion, and he holds that Maimer, and that was the idea of you have to do chalitza to the tzara, where he did Maimer with the Eishes Achiv Shalhei Ba'olamo. That was the Mishnah there. Rabbi Shimon does not hold that. Rabbi Shimon holds that Maimer is a yes or a no, but he's mesopic. Yes or a no, but he's mesopic. It's all, it could be a total marriage, it could be no marriage, but he's mesopic. And this is what comes out. You can do Yibum to one, and you would do chalitza to the other.
It's practical, but there's no practical difference, really. Well, what you're supposed to do, you can do chalitza to either case, whether you're mesopic or
Yeah, but the difference will be, can you do Yibum to the second brother's prior wife? Can you do Yibum to the second brother's prior wife? By Rabbi Shimon, you can, and we'll see that. I'm just speaking this out because if you're following me here, good, it's going to make it easier when we get to the bottom of your test here. If you don't, it's okay, because we're going to go to the bottom of your test and we're going to see it again. So don't worry about it. Okay, fine, let's go back. So what's going on? So then we brought a proof. Rabbi Shimon's Mesupik in Maimer. Is it Kikinisa or not? So Vikisema, maybe you'll tell me no. You're misunderstanding Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Really, Midaraisa, really, Maimer, for sure, and maybe even just Zika, would be Kiknusa Damia, would be like she's already married to the second brother. And therefore, all he really would do on the Deraisa level, all he really should do is Yibum to one, and that would already pater the other one, because they're both from the same household. In that case, of the three brothers, etc., as we just had that Mishnah. So maybe that's the case. So why here does he require chalitza? I mean, not because he's mesupik that maybe they're from two separate households and Maimer wasn't kohen, but rather mida rabbanan who the usur. Rather mida rabbanan only. They said you have to do chalitza to the other one. Gezeira mishum shemayomer shneivam suppose mishne batim chodem yavam of edach mifter bavelo kluk. I'd be worried over here that since you only did Maimer, so it looks like she's still the shemeres yavam of the first husband. He didn't really do yibum full out. He just did Maimer, right? So I would still think that maybe somebody would view it like, it's almost like a Mara Zion issue. Somebody might view it like they're from the two separate brothers. That Shemir Siyavim, who he did Maimer to, is still really the wife of the first brother. He did not, it wouldn't be considered Kikinu. So maybe, although we say it really is, maybe somebody would think it's not. And then it would be viewed, if he didn't do chalitza to her, it would be viewed like you had two yavamas from two separate houses, and you do yibum to one, you don't have to address the other. You don't have to do chalitza to the other. And that would be a wrong conclusion. Because really the halacha is that because he did maimer, really they are from one house. And when they're from one house, you do yibum to one, you can already potter the other. You don't have to address the other. Right? But that's because he did maimer. That's what's going on here. That's what we're arguing. Right, Maimer would be kaina, really, and he doesn't have to do chalitza to the other ones, he just give him to one, because they're all from one house. The second brother, when he does Maimer, makes the Shemir Shevim his wife. He dies, they're both from the second brother when they fall to the third brother. But somebody might not know that. Somebody might say, well, Maimer, that I didn't really see a Yibum process, I didn't really see the news, etc. So that person may derive that really that woman, he would think, is still the wife of the first brother, still coming from the first brother when she falls to the third brother, and he didn't do a chalitza to her when he did yibum to the other, or vice versa. So he would derive that when you have two yavamas falling to you from two separate brothers, you, even in that case, you only have to do yibum to one, and then once you do yibum to one, you don't have to do chalitza or yibum to the other. And that's not true. And that's why Midi Rabbanan, they require chalitza here. But really, Rabbi Shimon is not mesopic. Rabbi Shimon, I could say, holds Maimer and Zika is kiknusa. Maybe that's the understanding. So maybe that could be an answer for us. According to Rav Yishai's understanding of Rabbi Shimon. We say, no, it's not true. But the time of Rabbi Shimon, Mishum Maimer v'lof Maimerhu. Rabbi Shimon expresses already that his reasoning is because he's Mesupik if Maimer works or doesn't work. That's his argument. Not of a Gezeira Derabanan that people might misunderstand the situation. Rather, it's explicit like we originally understood the case that Rabbi Shimon is dealing with if Maimer is considered to be Kikanusa, he's kind of her like he married her, or not, through Maimer. And again, Maimer is just the normal process of Kedushin. We just call it Maimer when you do it to Yivivam. Okay, let's see. The Tanya that we learned in the Brisa. Amar Lehem Rabbi Shimon L'Hachamim. Rabbi Shimon says back to the Hachamim. Again, this is going on that last Mishnah of Shalosha Achin Nesuin, Shalosh Nashim Nachrius, Bechulu. So Rabbi Shimon says to the Hachamim, he says, Imai Mar Shal Sheni Maimer, it's just Sheni Hu Boil. If the Maimer of the second one is a Maimer, it's considered to be Chashiv. It's considered like he really married her already. So then, it's just Sheni Hu Boil. Then really, when he does Yibum, he's doing Yibum to the wife of the second, if he does Yibum to her. So we can do Yibum to her. What's the problem? It wouldn't be, right? It would be Mutter. And that would already exclude the second wife. Vima Marshal Shani Eino Mimer, it's just Rishon Huboil. And if he does Mimer to the, Vima Marshal Shani Eino Mimer, and if the Mimer of the second one does not make her his wife, so then it's just Rishon Huboil. When he does Yibum, he's doing Yibum to the wife of the first brother, i.e. he's arguing that you're telling me what? You're telling me that this is a woman who's considered to be connected to two brothers because, as we already explained, as Rashi explains the Mishnah, Maimer is a halfway marriage, so it didn't totally undo. She's still considered to be, she's halfway connected to this second brother who did Maimer, and still somewhat connected to the first brother. And we say that Umeis Echad Mehem, she can only fall from one Yibum, not two. A woman falls from two husbands, in Yibum, you don't have a parsha of Yibum. The Torah didn't say it like that. Right? So Rabbi Shimon says back to them, he says, what are you talking about? If Maimer works, then she's already the wife of the second. She's not falling from the first marriage. If Maimer doesn't work, then she's no connection to the second, and she is only falling from the first marriage. Because again, Rabbi Shimon is mesupik in Maimer, if it's an all or if it's a nothing. Not like the Tanakhama here, which Rashi explained in the Mishnah, which is the prevalent opinion, that Maimer is a halfway marriage. So 50-50, or 50. So okay. So that's his argument. So you see that Rabbi Shimon, his argument is in whether Maimer works or doesn't work. Okay.
Or whether which Maimer
was, which increases. Was our original understanding that he was Mesupik in Maimer, whether it works or not. Okay, let's continue. So, fine. And if he doesn't, we see that that's really how he's going, because that's how he gets out of this problem of a woman falling from two husbands. He says that's not the case. Maimer works or it doesn't work. Okay. Amar Le'abaye. So back to our kasha. How can you tell me that Nolad L'Basuf Yiyabim Rabbi Shimon will hold is mutter to the third brother because she's not considered Eishes Hachav Shalai B'Olama because Zika alone, her falling to Yibim to the second brother before the third brother is born already makes her the wife of the second brother and therefore she should be mutter? How can you tell me that Rabbi Shimon we find is Mesupik in Maimer even if it works? So how can you tell me Zika Kiknu Sadamia, even where there's Maimer, he's Mesupik? Answers Abaye, Amar Le Abaye V'Loshani L'Chabin Zika Shiyavamechel L'Zika Shnei Yavamin. I'll make you a Pasha Chilik. That case is where, when she fell to Yibum, there were two brothers around, right? Those three brothers, they were all alive at the same time. So when the first brother died, and she fell to the first two brothers, and the second brother did Yibum, right? The third brother's still alive at that time, is alive, has been alive the whole time. So when she falls to both, and then one of the brothers does Yibum. That was the case there. There were two Yavamim. So Zika, by two Yavamim, he'll hold, that's not Kikanusa Damia, even with Maimer. He's Mesupik. Because, again, she's not necessarily, Zika means there's a connection here. And although she's usher to the Shuk, she's usher to everybody else, I don't have a direct line to any one of these brothers. Either one can do Yibum. So there, Rabbi Shimon will hold that the Zika is not Kikanusa. The Zika alone are falling to Yibum to this guy. Or even if he does Mimer, right? Does not make her necessarily his wife. Rabbi Shimon would be Mesupik in a case where there are two Yavamim, i.e. two living brothers at the time she falls to Yibum. However, where there's only one brother, right, by Zika Yavam Echod, There, there's only, she's usher to everybody else in the shuk. They can't marry her because Lasilish is our, and she can only, she has to directly address only one brother. So that connection, where there's only one existing brother at the time she falls to Yibum, would be strong enough to make this woman considered his wife already. That he would hold the Yeshika Kinusadamia, which is our Mishnah. Because again, the case would be, even though Lalil Basofi Yabim would be, the first brother dies, she falls to Yibum, the second brother's alive, just her and him. Then the third brother's born. Then the second one is Yibum. So by this we would say that when she fell, only the second brother was around. It's her and him. That Zika would be Kiknusa Damya. Very good. And this Mishnah is not a kasha because there's two potential Yavamim at the time that she falls to Yibum. That, Dilmakim Rabbi Shimon, Zika Kinusadami, Biyabam Echad. Maybe Rabbi Shimon only holds Zika Kinusadami. Zika is considered like she's married them already. That's only where there's one Yavam. Ava Bishne Yavamim, lo. When there are two potential Yavamim, then at the time, two existing brothers at the time that she falls to Yibum, there you wouldn't hold that Zika Kinusadami. And even with Mimer, he'd be Masubik if it makes her considered his wife or not.
It's like a more diffused Zika or something?
Yeah, the connection isn't direct. So, like, we don't... That's part of the Zika is how direct do we see this connection. Let's see. So we say... Umishani Leila Rabbi Shimon. Does it really make a difference if there's one Yavam or two Yavamin that you can make a difference like that and say, well, there's one Yavam, well, then Zika's Kikinusa. Where there's two Yavamin, then it's not. Or it's even with Mimer, it's a suffix if it would make her Kikinusa. Does Rabbi Shimon make a difference in that? That Tanya, but we learned in the Brisa. That, Klal Amar Rabbi Shimon, we're going to ask on this now. Klal Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said a klal, he made a general rule. Kol Shaha Leda Kodemes Lenesuin. Again, this is a case we're talking about the issue of Eshes Achav Shalahev Olama. The first brother has died. Now we're discussing whether or not the second brother marries the woman before the third brother's born, or is the third brother born before the second brother marries the woman. Again, we're back to that case of our Mishnah. The Brisa is the following. Kol Shaha Leda Kodemes Lenesuin. Wherever the birth of the third precedes the marriage of the second, his marrying the first brother's Shemeres Yabam, first brother's wife, Almana. So where the birth of the third precedes the marriage of the second, lo chaletzis v'lo misya bemes. In that case, the third brother does not do chalitza or yibu. Right? Kol shah leda kodemes l'nesuin, lo chaletzis v'lo misya bemes. He doesn't do chalitza or yibu. Nesuin kodem l'leda. But if the second brother marries her before the birth of the third, o chaletzis o misya bemes, he can do chalitza or yibu. Very good. So this would be telling me, basically, that Rabbi Shimon would hold that were he to be nola de basuf yiyabim, were he to be the later precedes the nesuin, the third brother is born before the second brother does yibum, that would say that when the second brother dies, lo chaletzis v'lo misya bemes, he can't do chalitza or yibum, because she would be eshes achav shalahev olama. Right? Not like Rav Oshia, who holds that even there, Rabbi Shimon would argue on the Rabbanan and hold he can do Yibum. So we ask, right, my love for Yabam Echad, isn't this talking even where there's only one Yabam at the time, even where there's only, before the third brother's born, the second brother's only alive, there's only three brothers, right, the third brother's not alive, and when she fell to Yibum, there was only one brother, and still, he would say that, that Kol Shaha Leda Kodemes L'Nesuin, that if he's born before she becomes married to one of the brothers, Lo Chaletzis V'lo Misya Bemes, isn't that talking about there's only one brother, i.e. the case of our Mishnah, right? There's only, the second brother's only around, there's only one brother around at the time that she actually falls to Yibum. V'ketani Lo Chaletzis V'lo Misya Bemes, and we say that she can't do Chalitza or Yibum. I mean, so we say that the third brother can't do Chalitza or Yibum, right? Even where there was only one brother. We say, Lo B'shnei Yavamin. This Bryce is talking where there are two Yavamim. Ava b'yavam echad, my would be the luck with one Yavam, hachinami ocheletzis omisya bemes. Again, the Bryce says, klal amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon makes a klal. If the third brother is born before this Yavama becomes married through Yibum to one of the brothers that were alive when the first brother was alive and married to this woman originally, so if the later of the third brother precedes the marriage of the second brother, then when the second brother dies, the third brother can't do Yibum. That was his statement. Now that's against Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia had said that even if the second brother is born, again, after this woman has already fallen to Yibum, but before the second brother has done Yibum, she's a Shemeres Yavam, right? She's already fallen, but the second brother hasn't done Yibum yet, and this third brother is born, he says, when the second brother does the Yibum, marries her, then the second brother dies, and she falls to Yibum to the third brother can marry her. It's mutter. It's not Yishasoch of Shalahai Bolamo, and we had explained it because Zika Kikinusadamya, that her falling to Yibum to the second brother makes her his wife. Fine. That's not the statement. The statement is explicit, not like that, right? Kol Shah later Kedemus Lensuin, if the third brother is born before the second brother takes her in, then when the second brother dies, Lo Chaletzis V'lo Misya Bemes. He can't do Chalitza, he can't do Yibum. It's only where that then the suin's cut on later, then chaletz asomi sebemes. Where the second brother married her, and then the third brother was born, then he can do chalitz or yibum. Right? But not where the third brother was born, and then the second brother married her, and subsequently the second brother died, then there's no parsha of yibum or chalitza. She would be usit to him. It's huge kashin revaishia. That's exactly not what he told us. He said that Rabbi Shimon holds he could do even in that case. So let's ask. So we say, my love be of a mechod. Isn't this talking even in the case where there are only three brothers? And when this woman fell to Yibum, after the first brother died, before the third brother was born, there's only one brother around. There's only one potential Yibum at the time that she actually fell to Yibum, i.e. at the time the first brother died. And even then he's saying that were the third brother to be born before the second brother, i.e. this living brother, did Yibum, that he can't, the third brother subsequently will not be able to do Yibum or Chalitza, even though there's only one Yibum, i.e. that we wouldn't be saying, Yesh Zika Vizika Kekenusa Damya. So it's Akasha. Even where there's one Yibum, he won't allow it. The Gemara answers no. When do we say that were the third brother to be born before this Shemiris Yibum is taken in by one of the other brothers, that subsequently when that brother who took her in dies, the third brother cannot do Yibum or Chalitza? That's only where there are four brothers, and at the time that she fell to Yibum, before that last brother was born, there were two potential Yavamim. There were two existing brothers. There, Rabbi Shimon saying that Zika to two separate Yavamim, as Abaye already explained, is not Kikanusa Damya. So she doesn't, through just falling to Yibum, become considered the wife of one of the existing brothers. She is at that time still viewed as connected to that original marriage of the brother who has passed away. And then when the third brother is born, at that time, while she's still in limbo, still connected to that original marriage, she's Eshes Achiv Shalahai Bo'olamo. So we wouldn't say, Ki Eshkecha Behetera Eshkecha. When he comes in, she's also Tamar already. He has Eshes Achiv Shalahai Bo'olamo. She's not in a situation that would be mutter to him in Yibum. Okay, and there it would be that when one of those other two brothers takes her in and then subsequently dies, that fourth brother, as we're explaining it, will be usher to take her in Yibum. That is exactly, I just read through it again, but that is the Brisa. Okay, so that's our argument. Abaye, we brought Akasha. No, that is only going to be where there's two Yavamin. Now, anyway, we're understanding a little bit that Rabbi Shimon is not a blanket rule. It always works. If there's two Yavamin, apparently, and no other Basuki Yabim, then he can't do Yibum according to Rabbi Shimon. That's what we're coming out right now. We're going to challenge that understanding of the Brisa. If so, when we want to say a case where she can do Yibum or Chalitz, in the case where this brother who is subsequently born can do Chalitz or Yibum, why do we teach that, but if the Nesuin preceded the Leda, if they took her in before fourth brother, if this fourth brother was born, right, after one of the Yavamin had already taken her in, had already done Yibum, then when that brother who took her in subsequently dies, the youngest brother, who wasn't alive at the time of the death of the first brother, can do Chalitz or Yibum. Right? We're coming to compare in the case of Leda Kodem Nesuin, the young brother who was born at the time that she was already past the marriage of the first brother. That young brother can, in this situation, do Yibum, and in that situation cannot do Yibum. Right? So we made the chilik that'll depend. If the Leda was before the Nesuin, and the Nesuin's before the Leda. Right? That'll depend on whether the Nesuin preceded the Leda or not. Says the Gemara, listen to the Dal, why do you have to change the case? Say, in the same case, the case will be where he was born, and then the marriage occurred. Leda Kodem Nesuin, you could still have a chilik. That B'medavim Memurim, when do we say that the youngest brother will subsequently not be able to do Yibum to this woman? That's where it's B'shnei Yavamin. That's where there were two living brothers at the time that this woman originally fell to Yibum. But if there were only three brothers around, in general, and there was only one brother alive at the time that this woman fell to Yibum, then the third brother would subsequently be able to do Chalitza or Yibum, even in the case of Leda Kodem Nesuin. So say our question is, if you hold this a chilek, say the Brisa should discuss one case and say, in that case, here you have a potential Yibum Chalitza to the youngest brother, and here you do not have a potential Yibum Chalitza to the youngest brother. The case will be where there's one brother in between, or there's two brothers in between that were alive at the time that she fell to Yibum.
So what would the distinction be?
The distinction would be always, you would just say, Leda Kodem Nesuin, but where there are two Yavamin at the time she fell to Yibum, then the youngest brother who was born after the death of the first cannot do Chlitza or Yibum. But were there to only be one brother alive at the time that she fell to Yibum, which is the case of our Mishnah here, then the youngest brother will be able to do subsequently Chlitza or Yibum. Make the chilik in that. V'liflik v'lisni b'didol. Make the chilik, make the distinction, and teach it in one case. When do we say that Lady Conan is suing, you can't do Yibum, that's only there's two Yibumim. But whether there would be one Yibum at the time she fell to Yibum, oh, chilitza sumi sebemis, subsequently, that youngest brother could do chilitza or Yibum. Right, so that's one question. How can you understand the brisa like that? Right? So it should again be a kashan abaye. Answers the Gemara, kula b'shnei Yibumim kamayre, no. We want to tell you a brisa. The brisa isn't discussing just one case. We want to talk. We're talking in a case where there are two Yavamin, where there are two brothers alive at the time she fell to Yibum. And in this situation, Chaletzah Samisa Bemes, and in this situation, she is not shaykh to that youngest brother in Chalitza or Yibum. And that'll be dependent on whether Leda Kadam Nisuin or Nisuin Kadam Leda. Fine. That's our answer. We want to talk where there are two brothers. In case A, like this, and in case A, like that, in the situation of two brothers alive at the time she fell to Yibum. And then another brother is born. Right, that's how we want to talk, so that's why we're making the distinction like this. Asks the Gemara of Elamai Klala. Fine. But then what are you saying, Klal Amar Rabbi Shimon? That price has started with the words Klal Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is making a general rule, a general statement. This isn't a general statement, this is a specific case of where there are two brothers alive at the time she fell to Yibum, then the youngest brother who was born, either before, after, whatever we're going to say in the case where he was born before one of the brothers did Yibum to her, then lo chaletz shalom yisabemes, she's ishesach v'shalai be'olama, we can't do chalitz or Yibum to her subsequently. That's not a klal, that's not a general rule, because were there to only be one brother alive at the time she fell to Yibum, we'd say yesh zika v'zika kikinusa damya, and she'd be married to that one brother. And then, subsequently, that youngest brother would be able to do chalitza yibum. So you're making this klal amar Rabbi Shimon. Well, that's not a klal. If you're understanding, if you're limiting these rules, which do not apply elsewhere, to a case of where there are two yibumin alive. So that's a question. How can you understand the brisa like that? The elamai klala. So you worked it out. We worked it out. The brisa could be like Rav Oshia's understanding, and to do that, you have to make a chilik of abaye that Rav Oshia is only saying zika kikinus adamia, where there's one brother alive at the time she fell to Yibum, but, and this price is talking with her, two Yavamin alive at the time she fell to Yibum, and therefore, Nisuin, a lady coming to Nisuin, lo chaletzis velomis yabemes, but that's not a klal, that's a specific case. So, ve'elamai klala. Ve'od, and I'll bring you another kash, ve'od mesiv rav oishia, and this is a little bit of an interesting lashon, it really means Rashi says, ve'od mesiv rav oishia, and they asked another kash in rav oishia. It's not yiseva on rav oishia. Not usually would mean rav oishia is asking. Rav Oishia is the opinion that holds to this opinion. So, like, okay, it's a big question on him. But Od Mesiv Rav Oishia, and also we have another question on Rav Oishia, on his understanding. Gimel Achin, you have three brothers. Shnai Mehen, the Suin Shtei Achias. Two of the brothers marry two women that are that have a relationship of Krovos. They would be, you know, considered arise to each other in that sense. Shtei Achios, two of these brothers marry two sisters. Or Isha Ubita. Or one brother marries a woman and the other one marries her daughter. Oh, Ishu Ubaspita, one marries a woman and one marries her granddaughter. Oh, Ishu Ubaspina, right, her granddaughter from her daughter, or one marries a woman and the other brother marries her granddaughter from her son. Okay. So, Hare Elu Chotzis B'lomis Yabimis, when? And then what happens is, those two brothers die. Now, it's mother, these two brothers, or three brothers, two of them marry two women who were related, either with sisters, grandmother, granddaughter, mother, daughter, and then those two brothers die. So there's two women are falling in Yibum to the third brother. The halacha is chotzis v'lomis yabmis. He has to do chalitza. He doesn't do Yibum. Fine. Fine, because each one, in a sense, is usher to him through the zika. She's achas ukukaso. So he has to do, or whatever the relationship happens to be, she's usher to him. The zika already establishes the iser. And chotzis v'lomis yabmis, but they fell from different homes. So he has to do chalitza to both. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon paters them. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Shimon holds that they don't need chalitza or yibum. We'll see. Rabbi Shimon has a drasha later on to hold that when you have these two women falling already and they're usher as krovos, even if they're from separate houses, you only do chalitza or yibum to either one. They're already out. They just leave. He's poter. He paters them in the parsha of yibum in this situation. V'isal kedaitach. We'll see. He has a drush of leads for. We'll see how that goes. V'isal kedaitach kesavar Rabbi Shimon. So this is really a new opinion of Rabbi Shimon. In this case, two sisters fall from two brothers to one guy. Rabbi Shimon holds he doesn't have to do anything. They're already pater from a pasuk. We'll see the drasha. V'isal kedaitach kesavar Rabbi Shimon zika kekinus adamia. If you want to tell me that Rabbi Shimon holds that zika is considered to be kekinus adamia, when she falls to yibum, a woman falls to yibum, she's a shemeres yavam to one brother, that would already make her considered to be kikinus adamya. That would already make her like she's married. So, liyabim lekamaisa b'tif deredach. He should marry whichever one. He should be able to do yibum to whichever one fell originally. That would be the idea. Zika kikinus adamya. Zika makes her like she's married. And therefore, when she falls to yibum, he would already be so considered married to, say, the case of sisters, right? He's already married to this woman, considered married, because Zika kikinus adamya. So then when the second brother dies and the other, his wife, falls to Yibum, she would already be Achus Ishto. So she would be Pater. But this one would already be Mutter to him. He already did it. So they're not falling. We wouldn't view them together as they come now. Right? Zika, just the Metzias of a woman falling to Yibum to this man, makes her like his wife. So when whichever one died first, his Yevama, the Shemir's Yevama from his marriage, would be married to this younger brother already, this third brother, whatever, already, not younger than Dafka. He would be married, she would be married to him already. And then when the second brother dies and her sister falls to Yibum, she would be usher to him at Sarayas of Achas Ishto. And she would walk away. So that's if you hold Yesh Zika Kinusadamia, why is it that Rabbi Shimon holds? You don't do anything, they're putter entirely. Right? It should be that he's able to do Yibum to one, and the other one would be putter. Amr of Amram, my poter, nami, poter b'shniya. What does he mean when he says poter? He means the second one is poter. The second one doesn't require chalitza. Again, the Tanna Kama said both require chalitza. Rabbi Shimon, because he holds yesh zika kikinus adamya, zika is like he married her, so he's already married, and the second one's an arayas, so she's gone. Right? She doesn't have to do yibum or chalitza. So he doesn't mean poter both. He means do yibum to one, and the other one, whichever one fell first, it's like he already did the yibum through zika alone, because zika kikinusa, and then subsequently, when the second brother dies, or the other brother dies, his Shemeres Yavam, that woman, is Asutim Al-Tzarayas, through his wife. She would be Bas Ishto, right, or Achas Ishto, etc. She would be Asutim Al-Tzarayas, and she would go away. And really, we would hold Zika Kiknusa. We ask, V'atanya, Rabbi Shimon Poter B'shtayan. Abu Elin and the Bryce, Rabbi Shimon holds that they both are Poter. Right? Not just the second one, not just one of them. He's not talking only in that second wife of the one who died secondly. But both of these women are pater. Both of them don't require chalitza or yibum. They both walk away without anything. Back to our kasha. That if he held zikikinus adamya, only one of them should be pater. She'll go away. And then he's left with the one he already has this marriage relationship with through the zika. Amar Rava says, Rava, shniya shebezug zeva, shniya shebezug zeva. What does Rabbi Shimon mean when he says poter b'shtayin? He means the second one of this group and the second one of that group. What does that mean? Rav is understanding the Mishnah to say that there were two brothers. Each one married two sisters. Right? They married two sisters. One married a sister, the other married her sister. And one married another woman, and the other one married her daughter. So like they married all of these women. It's not separate cases. Right? There were the two brothers. One married one sister, the other married the other sister. One married a woman, and the other one married her daughter. They both have two wives, basically. So when the first one dies, these two women fall to Yibum. He does Yibum or Chalitza to one of them, or whatever. He has a Zika relationship to one of those two women, right? You only have one potential Yivama. But that alone makes it that the other one, by the second brother who dies afterwards, that, say, whichever one he has would be considered the Zika to, and it's really could go either way, but her sister, for example, would be Arias to him, Atzachas Ishto. And then the other woman married to that second brother is Tsaras Erva. So they both wouldn't come to Yibum. So Poter B'shtayan is the two wives of the second brother who died subsequently, who died secondly.
It's very easily described right here in this gigantic case.
That's very nice. Very, very nice. So it's not so hard. It's not so hard. So we say, we say it's not true. Katoi Rava ba'ar bazuge. Rava made a mistake in the four cases of our Mishnah. Chodet de o'o, Katani. The Mishnah says, the Brisa says o'o. It says o'o. and they're two brothers, and they married two sisters, O Isha Ubita, or they married a wife and her daughter, O Isha Ubaspita, according to Rava, it should be, they married two sisters, and they married a woman and her daughter, and they married, etc. It should keep going. Why it's O-O shows you that they're separate cases. They married both of these. But O, Rabbi Shimon put the bar bas in me, boy, and plus, it shouldn't be Rabbi Shimon put the b'shtayin shouldn't be the comment. Rather, if you're going to read it, that they married all these women, so there are four cases. So it should be they married two sisters, a wife and a mother and a daughter, grandmother and her granddaughter, etc. You would keep going, and then you would have four wives of the second brother who died subsequently fall to him, that would be considered asut him al erva, and the other three would be tsaris erva, whichever one you would view the zika, and conceptually could be any of them. Fine. So it should be, the statement would be Rabbi Shimon Pathos by all four of them, not just Rabbi Shimon Pathos b'shtayin, by two of them. So that statement of Rava was a mistake. Okay. V'otanya Rabbi Shimon, and also we find in the Brisa that Rabbi Shimon says, Potu b'shtayin, he pathos both mina chalitza mina yibum. He pathos both of them from chalitza and from yibum. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, v'isha alachosa lusika chalitzvor. Right, we find Rabbi Shimon, this is really what his statement was, that neither of these women fall to yibum, because the Pasuk says, v'isha alachosa lusika chalitzvor. This is the general discussion that a woman, you can't marry a woman and her sister, lesikach litzvor. You shouldn't take them as wives, litzvor, to create competition between them. B'shashanasu tsaras ulazu, he darshans like this, to say that when you have two women that become tsaras to one another, lo yil chalikuchen afilu ba'achas mihen, you are not going to be able to marry even one of them. That's the way Rabbi Shimon darshans this, and this would play out in Yibum, as to say that when you have this relationship of Isha Alachosa Litzvor, when you have that relationship of Tsaris, what competition because they're related, you know, and that's the idea that you have a family and then you put them in a situation where there's only one husband, it would be competition. So therefore, Lo Sikach. You shouldn't take that. You shouldn't get involved in that. That's the thing. When you have that Metzias, you have these two sisters, Lo Sikach, you can't do Lekuchen, you can't marry even one of them. And that falls out in Yibum here. The two sisters fall to Yibum from different homes. But, so you have this case of Isha Lechosa Litzvor, you have a case of either one, there would be potential competition here. Lo Sikach, you don't have Lekuchen, you don't have an ability to marry in that situation. It's sort of a drusha to Yibum, that's what I think. It's a drusha specific to Yibum, it's a little bit off the pasuk. That's what I would think. Lo Sikach, in this situation, you can't marry when you have Isha Lechosa Litzvor. And maybe it's a Shaychus, the Litzvor by a Chosishto. So we say.
So it's expressing the way we originally understood Rosh Hashanah, that if two fall to him, they're both pater.
Yeah. This is the reason. This is his drasha, why you would say they're both pater. We see that this is how he was understanding it. Interestingly, I think the Ramban says this. No, maybe the Ramban. Maybe it's like Ibn Ezra. One of them says that how could Yaakov marry two sisters? So he says it's only Litzvor. It's only if the Pasuk says Litzvor. Only if they're going to fight with each other. But Rachel and Leah, they were both Mechavim L'Shem Shemayim, Yubi Shvatim. There was no competition between them. It was all the same Shemayim, so therefore it was Mutter. One of them says that's okay, fine. So we say, just in case nobody's following what's going on, at least you walk away with something. Okay, let's continue. So Ella Amar Ravashi says Ravashi, Id Nafo Bezech Zeh Chinami. If you want to tell me, so we're back to Akasha, right? If we say Yeshzika, then whichever one died first is already married. If you say Yeshzika Vizika Kikinusa Damya, it's like she's married to him through the Zika, then whichever one fell first, she's already married to him, right? And then she would already be considered married to him. And then the second brother, after he dies, his wife would already be pater, al tzaras erva. So we say, ena chanami. This is our answer here. That Amar Ravashi says Ravashi, Lamar Ravashi, idenafu bezer chazer chinami. If they fell one after the other, if one brother died and then the other one died, so then it would be true that Rabbi Shimon would say yesh zika b'ziki k'knus adamya. So whichever one fell first is already married to him, and the second one would be pater only, arayas, right? So she wouldn't fall to yibum. But the lach would be he would already have a marriage to one of them, to whichever one fell first, because zika k'knus adamya, like Ravashi explained. But what case is it that we're talking about, that we say both walk away, that we have this drasha of lo sikach, when you have this potential isha lachosa relationship? So we say, the cases where they fell at the same time. Both brothers died at the same time, two women felt them at the same time. So we can't say that one of them is zika kikinusa. It's like he married one of them and didn't marry the other, right? We don't have that potential possibility, because that's where we have the drasha of isha lachosa lo sikach litzvor. Then when you have isha lechosa, it's a drasha for yibum, assuming that we say lo sikach, you can't take either one. When you have these arayas, two arayas fall to yibum, lo sikach, there is no yibum, there is no lekuchin, afilu ba'achas, man, even in one of them. That only happens, right, because if one of them falls earlier, you already have it automatically through zika, kuntervoishio. But if they fall at the same time, that's when we have that drasha, and that's our case here. Fine, so that's going to be how we answer Rabbi Shimon, when he says, Rabbi Shimon poter, why is that? It's because they fall at the same time, and he has the drasha there. So you don't have this idea that the first one that fell automatically becomes his wife. Okay. Rabbi Shimon says, "Look, Rabbi Yosi Aglili to Amar Efshel Latzantim." And he holds Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who holds Efshel Latzantim, that's possible to make it exact. There's a question in Halacha: is it possible to say that something happened exactly at the same time or not? Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds, yeah, you can make it Efshel Latzantim. It's possible to determine that these two things, or to make the judgment call that these two things occurred at exactly the same time. Nafkamina would be like if a cow gives birth to twins, and they both come out at the same time. So which one's the bechor, right? So those who hold Eshel Atzantim say, well, only one of them is the bechor. So one of them, so they're both a suffix. So give one to the Kohen, and the other one, you're actually stein. Wait, we develop some more, and then whatever, and then the owner will use it. Rabbi Yosei Glili holds that since both came out at the same time, really they could both be, really they are both. It's Eshel Atzantim, and therefore they are both. Becharas. Shnei and Lekoyen, that both go to the Kohen as Bechor. Okay. That's the case. So let's go. So that's how we answered. Fine. Let's go back. Nolad ulbasof yavim. He's born before the second brother does Yibum. Rabbi Shimon again. Rabbi Oshia said, when that second brother does do Yibum and subsequently dies, she's mutter to that third brother. That was his whole thing. And we explained that through Zika. Zika only makes her the wife of the second brother, so ki eshkecha pehetir eshkecha. We're going to now throw that out, and we're going to throw out with that some of our understandings of the previous prices that we challenged Rav Yishai with and that we answered them with. Rav Papa Amar b'yiyabim v'ahukach nolad polig Rabbi Shimon. Where the second brother does Yibum after the death of the first, before the birth of the third, then when the second brother dies, the third brother can do Yibum according to Rabbi Shimon, because she wouldn't be Yishasach Shalahai B'olama, because ki eshkecha b'tera eshkecha. When he came in, she was mother. She was already the second brother's wife. But but where the second brother is born and then, I'm sorry, where the third brother is born and then the second brother does Yibum, there La Polik. Rabbi Shimon would agree that the third brother cannot do Yibum subsequently when the second brother dies, because he was born before the second brother did the Yibum to the Shemeres Yavim of the first, falling from the first brother's marriage. Fine. B'tavayel Rabbanan, and both the Reisha and Seifa, this Mishnah and the first Mishnah of our Perek, are only going according to the Rabbanan. When we say she can't do Yibum, they're both according to the Rabbanan. But the Bayer Rabbanan, it's Tzrich, and you need both of them to say Velo Zuav Zu. They're both coming to Aser, and it's Lo Zuav Zu Ketani. Right? We didn't teach in separate cases to show you, oh, Kochud Rabbi Shimon, that's Mutter. If anyone remembers that from yesterday, that's when Yud Chesem based how we understood the necessity of the two cases. But we taught, rather, in the first case, Nolad Sof Yabim, that it's Aser. That's the point, it's Aser. Not that there's any matir, not to tell you kocha the Rabbi Shimon, but it's usher. And we say not only is that usher, but even lozuav zukatani. Not only is this usher, but even yobam olubasof nolad, the Rabbanan will hold as usher as well. So it's lozuav zuk. Not only is this usher, but this is also usher. And in that second case of nolad of yobam olubasof nolad, there Rabbi Shimon argues and says, no, that's not eshesoch of shabalama, that's mutter. Okay. Tani kavasi the papa v'tiyuf the ravoshio. We have a brisa like a papa and a tiyuf the ravoshio. This is a brisa that should prove that Rav Papa is right in his understanding that when the first brother dies and the second brother, before he does yibum, the third brother is born, then the second brother does yibum. That when the second brother subsequently dies, the third brother cannot do chalitza yibum because she's eshesach of shalai b'olamo, even according to Rabbi Shimon. And that was how we presented it earlier. If anyone remembers, really in the beginning, like daftes around there. In the beginning of our earlier in our Masechta. And that's going to be how we come out. Halacha is like Rapapa, not like Ravoshia. Okay. So we are not saying Ziki Kikinusa Damia, according to Rapapa. Okay. Let's see. So this is a price that's supposed to prove like Rapapa and knock out Ravoshia.
And Shimon's opinion is just that what? It wipes out? Shimon's Yibum wipes out?
Shimon's opinion is that the Yibum would already take away. We'll see how it goes. Shnei Achim, you're right. Shnei Achim Ba'olam Echa, two brothers exist at the same time. They both are alive at the same time. One of them dies below Vlad without a child. And the second one, he's getting ready to do Mimer with his Shemiris Yobam. And before he's able to do Mimer, then he has a brother born to him. Right? The third brother gets born before he's able to do Mimer. And then this second brother dies. Harishaina, this woman who fell from the first brother, when the second brother dies, and his wife, the second brother's wife as well, falls to Yibum, as well as this wife, this woman who was previously married to the first brother, Harishaina, this woman who was married to the first brother, Yotzot Mishum Eshet Sachav Shalai Ba'olamo, she's also to him because of Eshet Sachav Shalai Ba'olamo, Vishnia, Ocheletus Omis Yabemes. And the second brother's wife, the third brother can do Chalitza Yibum too, because again, he never married her. He can do Chalitza Yibum too. He never did Mimer. He died before he even did Mimer. He was getting ready, never happened. Asubo Mimer, if he did Mimer to her, the second brother did Mimer to the first brother's wife, and then the third brother's born, or the third brother's born, and then the second brother does Mimer to her, and then the second brother dies. So, al-kaponim, at some point, a Mimer occurred. The first woman, even though Mimer was done, the halacha is, according to this Tan, at this point in the Braisa, she is Eshesach of Shalai Ba'olamo, she is also to him. The second brother's wife, he does chalitza too, because he did mimer at some point. Again, this is according to the Rabbanan, that the first wife, the first woman, only mimer occurred, right? In any case, even if it was Yabam Lusuf Nolat, she would always be Eshes Achav Shalai Ba'olamo. The first woman is out. The second woman, because mimer was done, again, that's a mixas. So the rule is she's an erva. She's like a mixas taras erva. So chalitzas v'lo misyabemes. The halacha is you have to do chalitza to her. Fine. Rabbi Shimon says, Biyasa o chalitzasa shalachas man pateras terasa. The Gemara will explain this means that he's allowed to do yibam or chalitza to the second brother's original, the woman that was married to the second brother. And with that, pateras terasa, that will pater the woman who fell from the first brother who the second brother did mimer to. That's what he says. You can do chalitza or yibam to the second brother's wife. And that will pater terasa. That will pater the other woman involving the first brother from Yibum or Chalitza. Okay. And again, it'll work like this. I don't want to explain. I mean, I'm going to explain it because otherwise, whatever. But the way that works is like this. Rabbi Shimon's Mesupik in Mimer, if it's a yes or a no. So if Mimer was a Kenyan, Rabbi Shimon will say that if Mimer was a Kenyan. And again, Rabbi Shimon's only talking, we already established, he's only talking the case where second brother does Mimer, then third brother's born. That will also establish later on in our Gemara, that's the case he's talking about. So, if Mimer works, she is married to the second brother, and if Mimer works, she's married to the second brother, and then when they fall, they're falling from one home, she would not be Eshes Achav Shalai Ba'olamo, she'd be married to the second brother, because he did Mimer and then the third brother was born. When the third brother does Yibam or Chalitza to the second brother's original wife, that will pater the tzara. She wouldn't have, you know, that's two women from my home. You do Yibam Chalitza, that pater's the other one. If you say Mimer doesn't work, it's different for two homes. So there's no connection. So this one's also to you anyway. And you know, she doesn't need Yibam Chalitza, she's totally also. She's just Achav Shalai Ba'olamo because Mimer doesn't work. And then by the second, the wife of the original wife of the second brother, so fine, she's mutter. Fine. But Chalitz Labalas Mimer, but say he did Chalitza to the woman that he did Mimer to, Lonifta Ritzara. That would not pater her, the original wife of the second, because Mimer might not work. I'm sorry, so yeah, Mimer might not work, and she would be Eshes Achav Shalai Ba'olamo, and therefore you wouldn't need to do Chalitza. So her Chalitza is not real Chalitza, and the second woman would still need to be addressed, would still have to do Chalitza to the original wife of the second brother. And this price is going to continue for a while. Are we done?
Yeah.
Where do we start?